Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Yud Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavtefim Beis at the beginning of the Perek. Mishnah Hamazmin es Chaveru Sheyachad Tzloi Behu Enei Ma'aminoi Al Amasas Oimei Me'er Shabbos Ma Shani Oseh La'afrish Nemacho Ha'yu Ma'aseh Usham Ma'aseh Somach Loi Zeh Shasisi Ma'aseh Oseh Tumas Ma'aseh Olav Ma'aseh Sheni B'tzoinoi Abedroimoi Umuhula Lamois. The Mishnah says if a person is invited to his friend for a meal and he doesn't trust him to separate Ma'aseh, he should say before Shabbos, whatever I will separate tomorrow shall be the tenth of the Ma'aseh, and what is around it should be the other nine-tenths. But whatever I made Ma'aseh should be the Trumas Ma'aseh for the rest of the Ma'aseh, and its Ma'aseh Sheni should be on its northern side or its southern side, and it should be redeemed onto coins. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Masnithan B'demai HaBavadai Loi. The Gemara says from Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah is referring to Demai, but if it's definite Tevel, it may not be done. The Gemara asks the question, Hamas Nisan Amal, Afilu Bevadai, Betaninan, Tamon, Hoyulo Te'inim, Shal Tevel, Besech Besoy, Vehuba Besa Medrash, Oy Besode, In Teme Bedemai, Anakaimen, Leith Yochol, Betaninan, Hoyudemai. The Gemara asks that, but there's a Mishnah later in this perek that allows it even for definite Tevel. If a person had Tevel figs in his house and he was in the Beth Medrash in the field, he can make a stipulation. Now you can't say that it's discussing Demai, as the latter part of the Mishnah explicitly teaches Demai. The Gemara answers, did Rabbi Yochanan teach that the Mishnah discusses Demai and not definite? He only says it's more suitable for Demai, although it's still valid for definite Tevel. Ma bin Demai amai bin Vadai. Demai al damasna al dava shenu b'rushusai. Vadai ein al damasna ela al dava shehu b'rushusai. What's the difference between Demai and definite Tevel? For Demai, a person may stipulate on something that he doesn't possess. For definite Tevel, it's only if it's in his possession. Rabbanai Havalei Tanai Vadai Shalu Abichia Ruba Matakanta B'Shabsa Amalei Leman Tilmed Yira Es Hashem Nekecha Kol Hayomim Va'afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbanai made a stipulation on definite Tevel. He asked Abichia the Great about making a stipulation on Shabbos. Abichia answered him from a pasuk that discusses Maaseh. It says in Dvarim Perek Yud Dalad Pasuk Chof Gimel, in order that you shall learn to fear Hashem your God all of the days. Ma'aseh may be taken even on Shabbos, which is achieved by making a stipulation before Shabbos and then actually separating it on Shabbos. Ma'u the Chamas Mikal Belashi Talibi. We have a question from Rabbi Yanai. What was the significance of my seeing a tax collector's staff hanging for me in a dream? Amalei Subchia said to him, Osed at Lanhig Sarara Ad Yisrael. Subchia told him, in the future you're going to be in a position of power over the Jews.
Rabbi
Hoshea had made a stipulation on definite Tevel. There was a woman in his area who had cooked her Tevel vegetables before Shabbos and forgotten to tithe. On Shabbos she came to Rabbi Hoshea asking what to do. Rabbi Hoshea used his own stipulation to appoint Zavdi ben Levi to tithe of her by separating Masas from Rabbi Hoshea's own vegetables. That Abba Bamamal asked, didn't Zavdi Bar Levi need to acquire the vegetables for Rabbi Hoshea before being able to tithe them? Rabbi Zeru asked the question, what exactly was the case? If a stipulation included others, he would not have needed to acquire the vegetables beforehand. And if his stipulation was only for his own produce, then Zabdi would have needed to acquire the vegetables for Rabbi Hoshea, and since he didn't, this shows that Rabbi Hoshea's stipulation included others. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Abou, if Savvus v'loi zachi Zavdi ben Levi l'Rabbi Hoshea b'yarka. That Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Abou, says that the question was asked, and the answer was that Zavdi did not acquire for Rabbi Hoshea. And Rabbi Yanai, Tzorech Shehei Zocho Tanev. Rabbi Yanai says that a person must remember a stipulation when he comes to separate on Shabbos. Shimon bar Vava, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'tzorech lahalchish, I should say, b'sfasov. Shimon ben Vava said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he must repeat his stipulation when he comes to separate. Rabbi Ramiya bar koimi Rabbi Zeira, v'loi nimsa k'metakim b'shabbos. Rabbi Ramiya asked to Rabbi Zeira, isn't he doing an act of tikkun, of fixing, on Shabbos if he repeats it? Amalei adahisna. The Gemara, that's the correct Gersa, that the Gemara answers Rabbi Zeira, it's permitted since he already stipulated. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar koimi Rabbi Zeira ve'eino asa mipnei oivad an oichlim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, isn't it forbidden because he's wasting food, means that he must waste the trumas ma'aseh that he separates rather than leave it with the Amma'aretz who might eat it. Amalei, Mepawai Kolshahu, Rizera says, no, he doesn't destroy it, he merely crumbles it into small pieces that the Amaret won't be able to eat. Rabbi Yomi Abai Kaim Rabbi Zeira, Ve'ena Asa Mishum Gezel, Rabbi Yomi said to Zeira, isn't he tithing from that which was given to him by his host as food, which is a form of theft? Amalei, Roitzahu She'elai Nachasurach, Rabbi Zeira answers that the Amaret is assumed to agree to his guest tithing. Milei under Rabbanan Peligin, Da'am Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda, Nis'alchu Etzel Bar Abayis, Echad, Azel Lishna Bisha, Amalei Hav Da'atech De'inun, Machshach Dunech, Yosef Lei Ma'ayne Loin, Vahav An Avdin Nafshin Mezalkin Ilein, Lilein Umasakinin, Ve'ein Roitzeh Hanachas Ruach. The words of Rabbanan disagree with this because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda were guests of a certain host. Someone went and spoke disparagingly to the host and said, keep your eyes on them and you'll see that they are tithing your food because they suspect you of not tithing. The host sat and studied their actions and they were throwing small pieces of food one to another in the form of a game as a facade for the actual tithing. Why wasn't he happy that they were tithing for him? Roidzu ela deloi boy de chashduni. He was happy, but he didn't want them to suspect him. Tani Rabbiuda Oise, Matam Rabbiuda, Vyesh Adam Masna Doshena Burashusai, Moidu Rabbiuda, Shuhoilech Lakech Mokam Shalokach, Ze Umason, Vyesh Adam Mash Shadava Sheino Shaloi. And the Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that there's a stipulation that one can make. A Brisa teaches that Rabbiuda disagreed and did not allow the stipulation. Why did he say this? Can a person stipulate about something not in his possession? However, Rabbi Yehuda agreed that a guest may go and buy produce from the same place that his host bought and then tithe from what he bought, but how could a person tithe for something that's not his? Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that they viewed him like one who sells tevel fruits to his friend in a case where there's no choice. Chazal allowed a person to separate from his produce for his friend. We have a proof here from a Tosefta. If a person sold tevel produce to his friend, he must chase after him to tithe. If he didn't find him, if he knows that some of the fruits that exist, he should tithe for him from his own produce, and if not, he doesn't need to tithe for them. If he's doubtful if some still exists, he should tithe for them to his maaser and declare the rest of the maaser on his friend's fruits. This proves that if necessary, one may declare another person's fruits to be maasers.